Welcome to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Good morning, good evening, and good night. I'm yours truly, attorney Todd L. Levitt. Nikki, we're back.
We're back.
We're always here.
We're always here. We never leave.
I showered in the sink this morning.
So that's why it was so wet in there.
I'm a guy. I never dry the floor.
What'd you do, splash?
No, but when you get out of a shower, do you have a towel that you step out onto when you get out of the shower or bathtub?
I have one of those bathtub rugs that suck up the water.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Those exist?
Yes, they do.
I'm a guy. I don't know that.
Yeah. They sell them at Walmart and Meijer's.
I just turn off the shower and step out. Water goes everywhere.
Oh, no.
Growing in my house because there's so much water from the shower.
Okay.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, I am attorney Todd L. Levitt out of Mount Pleasant, Michigan. And who are you?
I am Nikki Morissette.
You are my producer and co-host.
Yes, I am.
Here at 98.5 WUPS. We are a law show. And we have a huge show.
Yes, we do.
No, this show.
It's big.
He's back.
He's back.
Attorney John Marco will be joining us for the entire show.
Yes, he will.
If you've never listened to the show when John has been on, look up John's credentials. John Marco, M-A-R-K-O. I'll just tell you a little bit about him. He is from the Grand Rapids area. After law school, he was a lobbyist for one of the big hunting organizations. So he lobbied on behalf of hunters.
Okay.
And outdoorsmen.
Yes.
Then he came to Michigan, back to Michigan, and clerked for the Chief Justice of the Michigan Supreme Court. And folks, if you're an attorney and you are a lawyer for the Michigan Supreme Court or any court, let alone that, but the Chief Justice of the Michigan Supreme Court, you know what you're doing.
Oh, yes, you do.
If the Chief Justice is relying upon your opinion, then you know what you're doing. That's who Johnny is.
Okay.
Then he went to work for Jeff Feiger.
That's right.
Feiger wanted him.
That's right.
Absolutely.
So he knows what he's doing.
And now he's huge.
Yes.
And so John's going to be talking to us. He's all over the state, the UP, out of state, but his office is in downtown Detroit. Hey, what a weekend.
I know. No, fabulous weekend.
It's a welcome back weekend.
Yes, it is.
I'm out of Mount Pleasant, Michigan, although I go all over the state and the UP. The students came back this weekend, and there are thousands of students all over the streets of Mount Pleasant this weekend.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, I got to give credit to all the law enforcement agencies out there, from Isabella County Sheriff's Department to the troopers, to the campus police officer, Central Michigan, to the tribe, to the sheriff's department, as I mentioned, the city police. They did a great job this weekend keeping your kids and my kids safe.
Yes, they did.
Because the last thing you want is your 18-year-old freshman or any child of yours or someone you know or love going off to school and for the first time being in an environment where there's thousands of students and they're all excited to be back and there's extremely high levels of intoxication and all kinds of things going on, and you want your kids to be safe. And the men and women who wear the uniform did a great job this weekend in and around Mount Pleasant. So kudos to all the men and women on law enforcement, the first responders, if necessary, and the EMS, and also the central dispatch men and women. They don't get enough credit as well that take all the calls when law enforcement is needed.
Yes, they do a great job.
We are pro law enforcement, albeit I am a defense attorney, 989, shameless plug, 772-6000. To all those parents out there, I hope your kids didn't get arrested this weekend. But if they did, I mean, just give me a call. I'm right there in Mount Pleasant. I represent a ton of students every day.
Yes, and you're there to help.
Yeah, but we hope everyone was safe and they can all start school tomorrow and do really well in
yes,
school.
Yes, yes, so, definitely.
But attorney Johnny Marco is going to be joining the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Also, I'm very saddened to announce that one of my dear friends I grew up with, David Egan, passed away last week, and I want to dedicate this show to the memory of my good friend David.
Yeah, condolences on that. That's very sad.
Man, we've all lost someone, but David was one of my guys. We played football together. We went to high school together. He was that one guy whenever we had one-on-one football drills, I never wanted to go up against. I was a defensive end. I mean, he was just a big guy, full head of blonde hair. Here, I'll show you a picture of him. Listeners can't see it.
Oh, wow.
He's a great-looking guy.
Yes, he is.
I love him. Love the guy. But so my thoughts and love and prayers go out to David's family.
Yes, definitely.
He left two amazing young sons also. And if they ever need anything, give me a call. Scott and Ryan Egan, and beautiful family. So
yeah, that's sad.
Dedicate the show to David's memory.
Okay.
It's just shocking when you lose someone.
It is. And too many of them are dying.
Young.
So
David
young
was 51.
Right now. That's young.
We graduated class together in 1983.
Yeah, that's too soon.
Oh, boy.
It is.
Way too soon.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. How's your weekend going?
My weekend is going wonderful.
What do you got? What'd you do all weekend?
I was in Port Huron or the Kimball area with my significant other this weekend.
What's his name?
His name is Eric.
Can I say a big shout out to Eric?
Hello, Eric.
How you doing, Eric? I see a picture of him right there.
Yes.
He's a big man.
That's my honey.
That guy's big.
Yes.
He's strong.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
And shout out to his daughter, Skylar. She's 16
big
and
shout
a
out.
Wonderful girl.
Big
she
shout
is.
Out. Hey, we've got a huge show.
Yes, we do. Huge.
Huge show. Attorney Johnny Marco is going to be coming on the show in a few minutes.
Yes, he is.
Last week, it was announced all over the media in Michigan that the Michigan State Police Lab announced that, this is crazy, so the state police announced that over 4,000 driver blood alcohol tests were faulty.
Oh, boy.
Meaning, of the 4,001 cases that are at issue here, the issue is the processing method used to calibrate the alcohol content in blood samples submitted to the state police for testing when an individual is believed to have been legally drunk, and in many cases, Nikki, driving drunk.
Oh, no.
The problem test. So what happens, folks? An officer stops you after an investigation, determines that he or she feels that you have been drinking and driving. You are intoxicated.
Okay.
And your driving is impaired, and your physical capabilities after eye tests and physical tests, you know, counting, alphabet, walking, standing, they place you under arrest, and they have the option to take you to the hospital to have your blood drawn.
Okay.
Or to the police station to have your blood alcohol checked through a breath test.
Okay.
So what we're referring to are these tests that went from the hospital and probably some other cases, non-hospital cases, but there's 4,000 of them between December of 2015 all the way to April 13th of the next year.
Wow.
Right. So what's taken place is my understanding is the Michigan State Police notified all the prosecutors around the state as to which cases are affected. So Wayne County alone, Kim Worthy's office, she does a great job. I believe she had 313 cases that were affected in Wayne County.
Oh, my gosh. That's a lot.
And I can't tell you how many clients I've had as a defense attorney where their blood alcohol level came back from the lab like 0.08, 0.09.
And so is it saying that they actually weren't that high?
Well, here's the problem. They could have been lower or they could have been higher.
Oh, boy.
So it has to do with calibration issues and the instruments and the testing of those instruments.
So now what's going to happen to all those people who are affected with this, those 4,000 people?
Attorneys, I'm going to look in to see if any of my cases were affected in the counties that, you know, across the state of Michigan I practice in. And I believe the prosecutors will do the right thing and notify those attorneys. I hope they do.
Well, yeah.
But I'm not going to rely, no disrespect to all my prosecutory friends out there, I'm not going to rely upon the prosecutors to call me. I'm calling them immediately.
Would these kind of cases then
file some
motions? Be dismissed?
Well, I think the right thing to do would, you know, file motions to set aside the convictions. And if that's the case, I think the prosecutor should do the right thing and not retry the cases. I think they can't retry it. I think they've been tainted. There's too much prejudice. And I think the cases have to be set aside and dismissed and the criminal history cleaned off and the abstract cleaned.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Immediately.
Yes, definitely, especially for this type of error.
See, that's why as an attorney, when you do these drunk driving cases, you are always concerned about the equipment used at the county jails. You know, what type of liquid did they clean it with? You know, they have to log in, log out. I mean, there's certain procedures they have to follow.
Right.
I can honestly say the counties I practice in, Gratiot, Isabella, Midland, Clare, Roscommon, I've looked into these in the past, and they. I'm just going to say it. People might not agree with me. They do an outstanding job.
Okay, well,
all
that's
the sheriff's
good.
Departments, I mean, just very professional. Just, you know, even Big Rapids, great job. Montcalm County,
right.
All the way up to Reed City, Roscommon, Grayling, Crawford. I have never had any issues.
Well, that's good.
So they do a great job, the sheriff's department. I'm a defense attorney saying this, but look at folks, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. If someone's doing a good job, I'm going to tell you.
That's right. At least you know you can trust their equipment.
That's not to say as a defense attorney. I mean, I had a trial a couple weeks ago. If I have to try a case, I will try a case.
Oh, well, that's your job.
Speaking of trial attorneys, Johnny Marco's coming on the show.
Yes, he
attorney
is.
Attorney John Marco, folks. We've got probably, in my opinion, one of the top attorneys at the top of the pecking order that you should call if you have a specific type of problem. You need to stay tuned.
Yes,
and if you
do.
Didn't hear the show, where can they hear it?
You can hear it off of iTunes, Podbean, or SoundCloud.
When we come back, we're going to be joined by my good friend, attorney Johnny Marco.
Yes, we are.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Hey, if you're just tuning in for the first time.
What took you so long?
No, we say it every week.
I know we do.
But, you know, people always tell me, hey, I caught a part of your show.
Well, they should know by now we start at 9 and to catch it all.
And it ends at 10 a.m.
Yes, it does.
And a big shout out to all of our sponsors.
Yes, definitely.
Please, if you hear the sponsors of the show, use their services and products because they're great.
Yes, they are. Yes.
Look, let's not waste any more time. We announce my good friend, attorney John Marco, is coming on the show.
Yes.
John, welcome to the show.
Happy to be here, Todd.
Actually, this is not your first time, so I should say welcome back to the show, right?
Yeah, it's been too long.
It's been too long. We've been trying to get attorney John Marco on for quite some time. John, in the first segment, I hope I described your background properly, correctly. You were from the Grand Rapids area, correct?
Yeah, I grew up in Grand Rapids. I'm originally from the west side of the state.
And then where did you go to undergrad and law school?
I went to Aquinas, a small school in Grand Rapids, and then I moved out to D.C. for 3 years where I went to law school out there.
And then you worked as a lobbyist, correct?
Yeah, I worked on the Hill for about a year and a half out there. It was a interesting place to work, interesting people. Get to do some exciting stuff, but I'm happy to be back in Michigan where I've been for the last 8 years. And my practice is in downtown Detroit is where we're located. But, you know, as you know, we have a mid-Michigan office too, so we're all over the place.
Yeah, John, my office is your mid-Michigan office, and I'm honored to be associated with you. So, John, tell the listeners a little bit about what type of law you practice.
Well, I focus on personal injury, but that's kind of like a buzzword when you hear personal injury. I mean, it really encompasses a lot of things. I mean, it can be from any time that somebody's seriously injured or harmed in a way. And, you know, that can range from whether they are hit by a car, or it can be, I just finished a case where a woman was trampled by a horse carriage, which is kind of a unique situation, or a guy actually sat on a stool and it broke and it speared him and caused him not be able to have kids or babies. I mean, it spans a wide area, including employment stuff. You know, if somebody's wrongfully terminated from their job, we do that. Anytime that somebody has a life-altering harm, I guess you could say, or a serious incident that happens to them, that's what I'm there for, to help.
Absolutely. And that horse carriage case, was that up on Mackinac Island?
Yeah, it was all the way up on Mackinac Island. I mean, it's a very small court system up there, but we We went up there. We took care of this poor woman who had been trampled. I mean, her body was contorted and distorted, and all her ribs were broken. She looked like a twisted rag doll after this horse trampled her, and she almost died. And she couldn't get help. She went to so many attorneys to try to get help, and no one would help her because it was up there, and it's a difficult case. But when she came and saw me, I took the case immediately because I wanted to help her, and we were able to get justice for her.
Wow. Man, that's scary, because if you've ever been on Mackinac Island, there's horses and carriages everywhere. And I don't know if you can talk about the case itself, but was it the fault of the horse, the driver, or both, or what was the situation?
That's a good question. It was a big combination of things. It was a very young, inexperienced driver. But it was really the company's fault. It was a very busy day. And, I mean, you know, you're in Mackinac Island, you got to watch out for horses. We all know that, right?
Absolutely.
But they loaded this horse on this particular day on the wrong side of the road in oncoming traffic. And then it took off into oncoming traffic, and without any warning, without any bells, without anybody directing traffic, and it basically ran right over this poor woman who was just riding her bike with her granddaughters.
Oh, my goodness. I hope the horse is okay.
Horse is fine.
Okay.
The horse is fine, yeah.
Because sometimes, you know, from what you described, it sounds obviously, and I don't want to retry the case here, the case is over, but it sounds as if the company didn't follow proper procedures, and the horse is just an animal, and it's bad enough there's thousands of people walking around this poor horse. It took off.
Yeah, I mean, it was just, it could have been prevented. It was one of those things
that
should have been prevented, and somebody got hurt. And, you know, that's the thing, though. It's such like an innocuous thing. You go to Mackinac Island with your family. It's supposed to be a great, enjoyable time. You're supposed to come back and have memories. Changed this woman's life forever. I mean, she's still brain damaged from it. She still can't work. She's still, her body's twisted for the rest of her life.
Wow.
I mean, just because they didn't warn people that the horse was taking off and it ran her over.
Wow.
So I have to deal with that all the time.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show with Nikki Morissette and myself, and we're joined by a frequent guest of the show and one of my closest friends, who my office in Mid-Michigan is his Mid-Michigan office, attorney John Marco, who also has his main office in downtown Detroit. And you have a partner down there, right, John?
Yeah, Kevin Ernst. He's been practicing a lot longer than me, and he's a great attorney. He does a lot of federal work. So he does federal cases, police cases, stuff like that. So we're a great team, and, you know, now we're teamed up with you, so think you couldn't even get any better. We did.
I appreciate that. And if you want to get a hold of John and you have a case or a question and you think you might have a case, obviously you can always call my office at 989-772-6000. But, John, let's give out your number throughout the show so they can contact your office directly. What is your office?
Sure, 313-965-5555. 313-965-5555.
And you've got an awesome website also. What's that website?
It's, if you Google Ernst and Marco, E-R-N-S-T and Marco, M-A-R-K-O, it'll come right up for you.
Yeah, that's a great website. Great information about what you do. You also handle automobile accidents, motorcycle accidents, trucking accidents. I mean, you handle, as you said, life-changing cases. You also do civil rights cases, correct? I believe
that's right.
Can you talk a little bit about those type of cases?
Well, we just finished one against the state of Michigan. It was a big employment discrimination case where there was a worker in the shop who went through about 15 years of discrimination. It was pretty bad from his supervisor. I mean, they called the black workers brothers, Democrats. They called them swear words I can't say on the air, N-words, and this went on for like 15 years, and they had been complaining about it since the year 2000. They had been filing complaints, and you can't believe, because it's the state of Michigan that was doing this, and they just allowed it to happen, and we just were successful against the state of Michigan in one of those cases where this guy had been denied promotions and just basically treated like an animal. And in legal parlance, that's hostile work environment. You can't treat someone horribly because of their race or religion or national origin. Or in Michigan, even height or weight, which, you know, you sometimes see happen, and more commonly I handle cases like that with bars, you know, or supervisors harassing their employees.
Absolutely. And we have to go to break, but when we come back from break, we're going to continue to talk to my good friend, attorney John Marco. John practices all over the state of Michigan, and you can reach John at 313-965-5555. That's 313-965-5555. Folks, let me tell you before we go to break a little bit about my friend John. As an attorney myself of 22-plus years, you know, I know and I believe that I know who's the best of the best in regards to referring clients to attorneys that have issues. There is the number one attorney on my list has been and will be and is attorney John Marco. There is no one. You are second to none, John, as far as the type of person you are, first and foremost, because you're a great person. That means a lot amongst everything else. Plus, you're a genius, and you fight so hard for your clients. I mean, and our clients, because we have joint clients. And there's
absolutely.
Man, when they create a DNA and what a lawyer is supposed to be like, other than myself and Ernst and Bart, our good friend Bart Morris, there's you, Johnny Marco. So when we come back from break, we'll continue to have more love and conversation with John Marco. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. You're just tuning in for the first time.
What took you so long?
Exactly. We're talking and speaking. How would you start that off, Nick? We're speaking with or talking to?
We are speaking with.
Why aren't we not talking to?
Because we're speaking with him.
We're not talking to someone.
Correct.
We are speaking with someone.
Yes, we are.
We're speaking with attorney John
Marco. We're
talking
with each other.
There we go.
Absolutely. So it's good to have you back, John, for another segment. We'll have you for the rest of the show. Let's talk about motorcycle accidents. We are huge biker supporters here in every sense of the word. So is 98.5 UPS. And we wanted to keep all those men and women safe. But you handle those cases.
Oh, and I've seen too many of them, Todd. Too many people on bikes who, through no fault of their own often, their lives are ruined. And they're injured so badly, catastrophically, for the rest of their lives because of the negligence of a car. I have so many cases right now going on with motorcyclists who have been injured in a split second and their life's changed.
And it's so dangerous out there. People just don't pay attention.
That's right. I mean, I have one case involving a very young man, experienced biker, who was driving down by the Palace of Auburn Hills with his girlfriend on the back, and a drunk driver who did not see him and didn't want to wait in line at the Palace, because I don't know if you know around there, if you've ever been to a concert, but it's really congested. And this Mercedes-Benz SUV basically did a U-turn in the middle of the road, didn't see my client riding his bike, and smashed into him. And basically, his whole leg's gone. And he can't work anymore. His whole life's changed. His girlfriend got thrown off the back, and she's not the same person that she used to be, even though they were, you know, doing everything that they should have been. They were 100% safe. They were riding safe. They were riding speed limit, they were doing everything they could safe, so it's not their fault, but the decision of someone else ruined their lives on that night. And so I'm trying to help him get back to health and get benefits because he can't work anymore. He used to manage a car wash. He's not able to manage a car wash. He can't go to work at all. I mean, without these insurance benefits that he's paid into for the majority of his driving life, he would be out on the street. I mean, he would have no help.
Wow. It's a scary thing because I have a lot of family members who have, you know, are motorcyclists. And I worry about them. They're safe, but you always worry about the other person. And now with everyone texting and driving, yeah, it's scary out there. Now you got the drinking and driving, and now the texting. You know what concerns me are the animals that run across the road all the time. I always worry about my biker family and friends, you know, if the deer run out in front of them. That's just a scary thought.
Oh, yeah, it's so scary. And the scariest thing is you're not in control of it.
Correct.
Because, you know, no matter how much this guy was paying attention, no matter how careful he was, it was something outside of his control. It was in someone else's control who was not doing what they should have done. And, you know, I have another case actually up in mid-Michigan right now with Todd, we won't say his name on the air, but you know him. He's a good friend of both of ours. Big personality up there, very well-known, was riding his motorcycle down the street, and a construction truck pulled out right in front of him. And there was nothing he could have done. And same thing, he now can't work. He's damaged for the rest of his life.
What happens? Sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Todd.
What? And tell the listeners, when this happens, obviously, if the individual who caused the accident and injury, not the biker, but the other individual, the truck, the car, whatever vehicle they were operating, if that vehicle is not insured, what can the motorcyclist do? Do they then turn to their own insurance company, and what type of benefits are available?
Well, that's a great question, and I cannot answer that question in the couple minutes that we have in your segment. I can't even answer that question if you gave me a full hour on a segment. Really, you need to go talk to a lawyer because there are so many minutiae and there's so many different options. You need to talk to a qualified lawyer who can help you navigate that.
And
but
that's,
that gentleman as an example who we both know who was injured at Mid-Michigan. He was actually on his way to a work site from another work site. So for him, what's supposed to happen is he's supposed to have workers' compensation insurance that kicks in and that pays for his doctors, that pays for him to be for his work loss that he can no longer work. And they're just supposed to pay those benefits, and you're not supposed to need a lawyer, and it's not supposed to need anybody to fight for you. But the reality is that the insurance companies often, their main goal is not to help you get better, and it's not to pay the benefits, it's to pay as little as possible, even if you need it. So for that gentleman, I'm fighting to get him the most rudimentary things that he needs, medications. I'm having a fight with the insurance company. I had to file a lawsuit to get a medication. I need to get wages that he was supposed to get, that he's paid for. So my advice is you've got to talk to a lawyer because there's so many different factors that go into it. And just because someone says, oh, you're not entitled to benefits or there's nothing you can do about it, you know, I would definitely get a second opinion about that.
Yeah, and I'm a criminal defense attorney, John, but I've worked enough in and around you, someone as such as yourself, which I do, I work with you, that it's unbelievable what lawyers have to go through with insurance companies just to get the basic benefits paid from these men and women who are so injured. And I can't even describe on the air because the FCC would fine everyone if I really told the listeners how I felt about insurance companies and how they just, it's just crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's a broken system when it comes to what's supposed to happen and what in reality happens.
But you know,
in Michigan, there's no penalty. There's no real penalty there. You know, in like Florida, for instance, they have what's called a bad faith law. So if the insurance company doesn't pay benefits that they're obligated to pay, you can sue them for what's called bad faith. It means that they're not operating in good faith. They're not operating in a good moral position. They're not operating on a compass. If they're intentionally trying to deprive you just so they can save money when they know that they're not supposed to, there's penalties there. Michigan is more lax on that. We have very limited penalties. So it's basically rewarding them. They, from a financial perspective, they have an incentive to say, we're not going to pay these benefits. What are you going to do about it? And some people, they don't want to have to go through that. It's heartbreaking. It's time consuming. It's stressful, and that allows them to save on their bottom line because there's really no big stick or no penalty there that motivates them to do the right thing.
And insurance companies are some of the wealthiest corporations in the world, and they have all the money to spend on lobbyists, both at the state and federal level. And, you know, I put some of the blame right there because they're so wealthy and they have so much power. Would you agree with that statement?
I just know that they have put a lot of money in the elections. They put a lot of money on Capitol Hill. They put a lot of money in the lobbying. And if you look at what's going on right now in Lansing or what's been going on, there's been a lot of reforms that are in favor of the insurance company. They do not support the common injured person. And sometimes people hear that and they say, I don't want to hear that. But I've had people sit across me from me who are horribly injured for the rest of their life, and they ask me why. This doesn't make any sense. How is this possible? How can they not pay for my medicine? And this gentleman, how can they not pay for my medicine? How can they not pay for it? And there's no good answer to that. They're supposed to.
Speaking of medicine, there was a story that broke last week in regards to EpiPens. And, you know, I have to have an EpiPen because I'm allergic to wasp. So about 15 years ago, I was mowing a lawn. I mowed over a wasp nest when I was back in Metro Detroit. Got stung Johnny, I got stung on the ankle, and I thought that was it. I mean, I had to get rushed to the hospital. I mean, if you have an allergic reaction to something, folks, and those out there who do know what I'm referring to, your body is shutting down so fast, it is the scariest thing. And the EpiPens cost, you know, were costing the pharmacies about $600 per pen. And now, thank goodness, there's actually another company out there that is making EpiPens, and it's a lot cheaper. You can go to the pharmacy now if you have a script and get an EpiPen for like $10, $20 a pen, other than $200, $300, $400. And it's interesting because the lady who was in charge of the company making the EpiPens, her father is a United States senator. And she, for whatever reason, the prices got jacked up to $600 a pen just to save someone's life, a child's life. That's just absolutely corruption at its worst. I'm not saying the name of the lady or the company, but it's just absolutely obnoxious. And it goes to this conversation we're having about insurance companies. And another thing that upsets me, John, is when someone needs medical attention, and I've seen this time and time again, and you're in the hospital and the doctors have to check with the insurance company first before they can continue the procedures. So the insurance companies even control what doctors do when they're caring for our loved ones.
God, I have so much to say about that. That's such a great point.
Well, John, I want to cut you out because we have to go to break. So let's talk about that as soon as we come back from break on the Todd Levitt Law Show with attorney John Marco. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Hey, if you're just tuning in, I am attorney Todd L. Levitt, located in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Some call me a student lawyer because I represent a lot of students, folks, and all the kids are back at Central Michigan University this weekend, and if there's parents listening to the show, have a safe trip back, and I wish your children the best as they start their college career. Also, I have dedicated this show to the memory of my good friend David Egan, who passed away at 51 last week. I grew up with David, went to Berkeley High, class 83. So my thoughts and prayers go out to his family. He was a great guy. He left behind two great sons and a wonderful family. We're talking with attorney John Marco. And if you want to get a hold of John, I'm going to say it slowly, 313-965-5555, 313-965-5555. Hey, John, before we continue our conversation, as we left off on the last segment, when you come back to Mount Pleasant, I'm going to put you up at the new Courtyard Marriott. My good buddy Rick, he's a general manager of this amazing hotel right off the campus, right next to the football field, the Courtyard Marriott. So, folks, if you're passing through Mount Pleasant or if you just want a great lunch or dinner, they got a great bistro. I mean, this bistro, Nikki, the food is amazing. The decor is Art Deco. The staff is tremendous. My buddy Tyler works there for Rick. And go check out the Courtyard Marriott. Great place.
We're going to have to do that.
Tell John your EpiPen story.
Well, I have EpiPen also, and my prescription has two pens in the box. The insurance companies pay majority of it, or mine does, but I'm only allowed one prescription per year. If I use both those pens, I cannot get another prescription filled. I would have to pay for it out of pocket, which would mean I would be paying that $600 to save my life because I have no more EpiPens because the prices have went up.
John, talk about that. And I mentioned at the end of last break about the hospitals have to confirm and double check everything with insurance companies.
Yeah, it's gotten to the point where they control patient care, which is it's not how it's supposed to be. I have clients, for instance, I have a client right now who his doctor says, you need back surgery. Okay, you were in a motorcycle accident. Your spine is completely screwed up. You have to have surgery. That's the only thing. They tried everything else. They will not allow, the insurance company will not pay for his back surgery, even though they're obligated to do so because they make up excuses on why. So he cannot get the care, and the doctor is refusing to do the surgery because he says, it's too expensive. I don't want to do this surgery on you and not get paid. And
wow.
To me, that's just wrong. That's just wrong. So if you have money talks, because if it was a rich person or someone with the financial backing, they would be able to go get it. But this person can't get the medical care that he's entitled to and that his insurance company is obligated to pay because he paid his premium for his insurance company every month. When that bill came in, he paid it. But when it came time for them to pay what they needed to pay for his back surgery, they gave him the runaround, and now he can't. He's now, I see this guy, he comes into my office every other week, he's on a walker. He started on a cane, now he's on a walker, and it's only going to be downhill from here. He's going to be in a wheelchair the next time.
What can we do about this as citizens? I mean, this goes on year after year after year. What can we do?
That's a great question. I mean, I think that on a big picture, we need to pass laws and support people who are going to advocate for patients and for the little man and who aren't in bed with the insurance companies and the banks.
Yeah, what gave the insurance companies the right to be able to decide our care if the doctors know better for us?
The doctors won't do anything unless they get paid.
Right, but why?
An insurance company.
Who gave the insurance companies that kind of power to decide my health?
Well, it's not the way that it's supposed to work when these people set this system up. But what ends up happening is the insurance companies have perfected this. They actually hired an outside research firm called Kinsey. I know like State Farm and Allstate did. And this research firm came in and they had one goal, and it was to save them money. And so they have a system set up. So once, if you're injured in a car accident, after a certain amount of time, they send you to a doctor that they pay for, their own personal, State Farm's own personal doctor. You don't get to pick them. It's a doctor. And I've seen these doctors look at the patient for 10 minutes. They don't even know their name. And then they write an opinion after seeing them for 10 minutes that says, oh, he's fine. He doesn't need back surgery, for instance, in the case of my guy. He's reached medical improvement. Now, to me, that's just mind-baffling because I see this guy walking around on a walker, and they're saying that he's fine. And so they use that as a justification to not pay for his benefits. They have it down almost like a science.
Wow.
Right now. And that's why it's so important, especially I see a lot of people are like, I don't think I need an attorney. I can handle this on my own. And sometimes they can for a little while, but I wish this gentleman came to me from day one because I would have made sure that this didn't happen. or at least fought them tooth and nail to do everything I could to make sure it didn't happen, because they really, the injured person really doesn't have much power in these situations. Plus, they're trying to deal with everything else that's going on in their lives. Like, they can't work. They're bedridden. They have enough time just trying to get to the bathroom and take a shower.
Yeah. Hey, we're speaking with attorney, one of my dear friends. I work with John. We're speaking with attorney John Marco. That's John Marco. If you missed any portion of the show, be sure to check us out on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Podbean. We podcast the show free. We're trending high in iTunes. You can reach John at 313-965-5555, 313-965-5555. John is, in my opinion, second to no one in regards to attorneys and what he does and how he does it and the type of person he is. You're a great person, John. Hey, John, before we end this segment, I have a question for you that a lot of listeners want answered. In regards to employment, you have these employees. Michigan's an at-will state. A lot of times I'll get phone calls that I don't handle this stuff, and they'll say, oh, my employer wants me to sign this release or sign this or that, whether they're injured or they're fired or anything going on with employees. I always tell them, don't sign anything before you talk to an attorney.
That's the best advice anybody could give in that situation. Don't sign anything till you talk to an attorney. And a lot of times if they pressure you to do it right away, say, look, I respect that you want me to sign this right now, but I need to check with an attorney. Give me 24 hours so I can go ahead and do that. Because a lot of times they'll pressure you right there. If you don't sign this, you're not going to get this or you're not going to get that. Don't sign it.
Perfect.
Talk to an attorney.
Great advice.
Allow the attorney to review it and advise you on your rights.
Michigan is an at-will employment state, which means you could be hired or fired at will for no reason whatsoever, but there are some exceptions, correct?
There are some exceptions, and first of all, you can't be discriminated against. So they can't fire you because you're white, black, Caucasian, Asian, or anywhere in between. That's number one. Number two, they can't discriminate you in Michigan because of your height or your weight or your religion or other protected characteristics. I mean, there's a list, but go talk to an attorney and they can advise. If you have a disability, that's another reason that they can't discriminate against you. They actually have to accommodate you, too, if you have a disability. So if you're an employee, for instance, and you, like, you know, let's say you're a secretary and you hurt your back and you need to get up and stretch every hour or something like that, they have to accommodate you if it's reasonable. They also can't fire you for going and reporting things to governmental agencies. Like, I just had a guy who went and reported that they were releasing pollutants behind this factory. They were pouring all the pollutants into the river. And he went to the EPA and reported it, and they fired him.
Wow.
And so they can't do that. And there's so many different scenarios. The best thing is talk to a lawyer who can advise you before you do anything big or, you know, just to advise you on your rights.
Yeah. John, we have to end the show, but once again, I want to thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule. You've been on the show before. You're on today, and you'll be back in the future. If you want to get a hold of John, 313-965-5555, attorney John Marco. Trust me, folks, if you have an issue, call John. John, what's your website?
It's www.ErnstMarcoLaw.com. That's ErnstMarcoLaw.com, or just Google Ernst & Marco. I have lots of love for you, Todd, lots of love for the listeners. I can't wait. I'm going to be up in mid-Michigan soon. I have for a case up there, so I can't wait to see you all when I get up there.
Likewise, John, we love you too. My office is obviously your Mid-Michigan office. So from all the listeners out there, we appreciate your time. Look forward to having you back on the show. Have a great Sunday afternoon, John.
You too, guys. Bye.
Bye. Nikki, what a great show.
It was a great show.
Man, John is unbelievable.
Yes, I mean, he is.
That guy is just a baller. He's amazing person, number one. He's a brilliant attorney, and he cares about his clients.
Yes, he does.
I'm a criminal defense attorney. I also specialize in cyber law now.
Yes.
And we'll get to that in future shows. There's a lot of cyber law issues out there, folks. And if you need to get a hold of my services, 989-772-6000, you can talk to Jackie, Dawn, Tyler, Seth, or myself. Nikki, we'll be back same place, same time next week.
Yes, we will.
So without further ado.
You're not just a litigator.
I'm an advocator.
The Todd L. Levitt Law Show is brought to you by Chad Melly Well Drilling in Rosebush, Clark Modular Homes, your most experienced and trusted builder in Mount Pleasant, Harrison Power Sports, Central Michigan's newest full-line Arctic Cat dealer, the Sour Apple Smoke Shop in Mount Pleasant, the best damn smoke shop around, Dr. Robert Townsend for 97th District. Send a doctor to the house. Safe Ride Associates. Check with Neil for all your communication needs, from intercom to CB to Bluetooth. And by Innovative Insulation Systems. For those cold and hot days, make sure your insulation pays.